Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The U.S. State Department has designated the Commander Nazir Group, or CNG, and its sub-commander, Malang Wazir, as terrorists. As a result of this designation, all property subject to U.S. jurisdiction in which CNG and Malang have any interest is blocked. Moreover, Americans are prohibited from engaging in any transactions with CNG, Malang, or to their benefit. The Pakistan-based group has been in operation since 2006 and has run training camps, dispatched suicide bombers, provided safe haven for al-Qaeda fighters, and conducted cross-border operations in Afghanistan against the U.S. and its allies. CNG is also responsible for assassination and intimidation operations against civilians in Afghanistan and Pakistan. CNG leader Commander Nazir was killed earlier this year in South Waziristan. Malang was immediately named a key sub-commander of the Commander Nazir group. He has overseen training centers and has sent fighters to Afghanistan to support the Taliban. Salahuddin Ayyubi, who was also known as Bahwal Khan, was named to replace Nazir. In a statement, CNG vowed to continue its activities, including supporting al-Qaeda and conducting attacks in Afghanistan. Although the Commander Nazir group and Malang have been behind numerous attacks against international forces in Afghanistan, the group has also been known to attack targets in Pakistan. In May 2011, CNG broke a ceasefire agreement and attacked a Pakistani army camp in Wana, Pakistan, with missiles and rockets. In March 2008, Malang claimed CNG responsibility for a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device attack in front of an army brigade headquarters in Zaria Noor, South Waziristan, Pakistan, which killed 5 Pakistani soldiers and injured 11 more. The terrorism sanctions placed on the Commander Nazir group and Malang Wazir demonstrate the United States' commitment to eliminate the ability of terrorists to execute violent attacks and to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat terrorist networks.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.